Yeah. Reflect on what you've been hearing in this ministry. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I must confess, at times I feel I've not done enough because of what God has shown me. Amen.
Amen.
There's a weight of responsibility that comes with what the Lord shows you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A first-hand experience, not just letters and books. What God showed me. Praise God.
Amen.
Paul said, I know of a man who was caught up into the third heavens, and he heard things. I have to say these things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. That he heard things that were not speakable. Things that you cannot utter to ordinary men because they are an offense. They look unlawful. I heard those things myself. I heard those things. I saw those things. I walked in those realms, and God has again and again told me, well, at times, you, as a man, you cannot just live there completely, you know. But at times, you have to live by faith, not by sight, not by what you feel. But I want you to understand, brethren, there is a realm that is very unknown to men. The first thing that occurs to you when you enter into God's realm, into the spirit realm, which what Paul calls the third heavens, the first thing you realize that all men are liars. Amen. Do you know everything we do as men indirectly says there is no God? Yeah. All men are liars. You see, you discover that men are actually, you guys, when you are high there, you see men, and you discover that men are not really, they don't know what, they're just like moving around blind. They don't know where they are going, where they are coming from. Praise God. That's how, when you get up there into the spirit realm, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you begin to understand the heart of God. When the Bible says God wants that all men come to the knowledge of the truth. All men, not some. Because he knows that when you come to the knowledge of the truth, you are saved therein. That's where your salvation comes. It is actually the heartbeat of God. The thing that surprises about God is that God is a presence. It's like a pool. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he's so much filled with love. There's a innocence, a baby-like innocence that comes out of God. That will shock you. That is the other side of God that people do not see. That is the real God. A pure innocent, like a baby. But when you come to the other side, when you walk in the flesh, you now see God as a fiery fire. Who is out to destroy you. It's all a function of your state of consciousness. Your mind. That's what Paul calls the mind. To be carnally minded is death. Praise God. Now, I want to tell you some things. Jesus Christ himself tasted of death. Now, what is death? It's not just, you see, the going to the grave is a symbol. Those were symbolic gestures to teach you certain things. Jesus Christ made some statements. He says that, in a little while, you will not see me because I go to the Father. He says, I came forth from the Father and came into the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. Mark those words. Then he prayed again. Oh, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I have with you before this world was. You can see Jesus experienced this thing they call the world. Now the world is not just a physical dimension. It's more about a state of consciousness, a state of being. Jesus Christ descended too. He descended from the height of the Spirit. Understand that only the Father has life. Eternal life is in God. Jesus Christ had to leave the glory of the Father. He had to leave that eternal life to descend into the form of a lowly mortal man. By virtue of this, he himself tasted of death. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He tasted of what it means to be separate from God. He tasted of a life of his own where he thought that he's a separate personality from God. And that is death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He too was afraid of death. Why? Because he had tasted of the lonely life of the flesh. He had tasted of what this world is. This world does not know God. You cannot know God with head knowledge. God is life to be lived. You can't know God with your head. Knowledge cannot give you God. Praise God. You have to live in God to know God. That I may know Him. That I may be found in Him. God is the Spirit, and he that is joined to the Lord is one
spirit.
One spirit with God. Jesus Christ separated. He tasted of that separation from God, and he had his own independent lifehood. His own life as a man, a Hebrew man. He tasted of what life is as a man. That's why he says he's not ashamed to be called brethren. Let's quickly turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 2. I'm going to start from verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the what?
Devil.
The devil. You understand? Jesus Christ partook of that same weak nature, flesh and blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He sensed that life of his own, flesh and blood, separate from God. Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. Flesh and blood means death. That means he partook of dust. When he says dust you are, hallelujah. Listen to these words I'm telling you today, brethren. But look at what he said. Jesus Christ, at the appointed time, he prays, Father, glorify me with yourself. The Father is the Spirit. When God glorifies you, he doesn't glorify you with a $1 million in your account. Somebody say, God has glorified me. Hallelujah. He glorifies you with his nature. In himself. That's why it says he makes his ministers what?
Flame of fire.
He makes his angels spirit. Who are the angels? Angels are servants, are ministers. Look at the word angels in the book of Revelation. It speaks about messengers, servants of God. Where I am is where my servants will be, is where my angel will be. When an angel appears, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Does an angel have an identity?
No.
Praise God. If this our pastor God will appear, just suddenly appears in the head now and say, does say the Lord, this will happen, then he's gone. Someone will say, angel don't appear. Praise God. When the angel appeared to John in the Bible, you know, John tried to, in the book of Revelation, he tried to worship the angel. The angel told him, don't do this. I'm one of your brethren. We are one. You have to understand, these are keys that are breaking all this superstition in our minds.
Yeah.
Superstition of people, something flying around you. You know, because of this message I preached some years ago at San Donato, some sisters from South America, sent a message to me. Am I trying to say angels don't exist? You see, the problem is that people don't want to sit down to listen first. Praise God. Because everything is here. Glorify me with the glory I had with you before I took up form, material state, that spiritual form. Glorify me with yourself. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am leaving this world to go again to the Father. Jesus tasted of death. He entered into the deep sea himself. But he had to be resurrected. And that same spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is working in you today.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That was the spirit working in Jesus. That's why he could pray this prayer. It was the spirit of the resurrection already at work. People think that the death of Jesus is only when he went to the death, he was put inside the grave. No. If Jesus had come to the ultimate place, why did he have to pray to be glorified again? Since I and the Father are one. You know, at times you have to speak by faith. You have to confess by faith.
Amen.
Say salvation.
Is believing and confessing.
Your confession. He that believes and
confess.
Your confession. You say, by the word of your mouth you shall be saved, and the word of your mouth you shall be.
Yes.
Listen to this word I'm saying to you today. It's your own words that will what? Condemn you. If you confess that I'm a mortal man of the dust, separate from God, what? That is your own. Nobody will come from heaven to beg you, please. Hear what Jesus is saying. Nobody is condemning. It's your own
mouth.
Your own deception that is entrapping you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we have to change our confession. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the death and the resurrection, we spoke last week about the white throne judgment, which is actually the light throne judgment. Listen to that message. If people have YouTube, go to YouTube, Trevor Sunray, and listen to that message again.
Okay.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because we're going to continue for that, and we're going to still share it again next week. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want us to understand that when you hear the voice of truth, what the voice of truth does is to present you before the Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You now stand before him by faith. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And automatically, you see, no matter how much you try to rebel against God, you know you can never find comfort anymore.
Mm-hmm.
After you heard certain things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you like, go deep into hell to make your bed. We've tried it for many years. So I'm telling you, it's a no-go area. Don't try it.
Mm.
Don't try to get away from God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So these people who are brought out of the sea, and the Bible says they were judged according to their works. And you see that the realm called hell and death, this is a realm, was cast into the lake of fire.
Hallelujah.
Hell and death was cast into the lake of fire. And that which did not have is name written in the book of life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you hear these kind of things, I want us to have a clear picture of the plan of God. Turn to the book of Daniel. Fast. I can't read this whole chapter because it will take my whole time. Amen?
Amen.
But I'm going to be fast. Just Daniel chapter 7, you just go back home and read the chapter yourself. Praise God. But I'm going to summarize it and probably read some few verses. Praise God. Daniel, in the verse 1, it says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, four winds of the heaven strove upon the great
sea.
Let's stop there. Let's pause there. Now, when God gives us vision, what does he give us visions for? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If it's of God, the vision will always reveal yourself in the glory of Christ.
Amen.
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 If it's of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Just always understand what a prophet is. Praise God. Know what a true prophet is. We have what they call necromizers, those ones who...
outside the church.
Yes.
Those magicians.
Yeah, magicians, they're in the church today. A lot of magicians are in the church. Somebody say, what do you mean, Pastor? When Moses did his own magic, some people came out here, they did their own. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you see messengers who turn themselves, messengers of Satan who turn themselves into messengers of light, they hold the Bible like you. Jesus is Lord like you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it says nobody can say Jesus is Lord except by their spirit. So Daniel sees the vision. And any vision that the Lord shows you is the vision of yourself in glory.
Amen.
God wants you to see your vision, the vision of yourself in himself. In the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen.
In Christ. That is the only solution to the problem of your of mankind. Eh? See, at times we want part solutions as men. Well, let me just carry on living my life as a man, but please just heal my finances. Just give me a husband, that's all. He doesn't go into such details. Praise God. He takes away the old and brings in the new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the vision reveals yourself in the glory of God. Hallelujah. In the night season. But Job says that this vision comes, but not all men take heed to them. Not all men are able to understand the vision. But today, you are among that little flock that understand the vision.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he has given you his spirit.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. To understand the vision of the end. What is the end? Somebody say, well, when something happens, when Russia fights, what is the end? Jesus Christ said, I am the end. I am the beginning and the end.
Amen.
Why are people so distracted with lies?
Wow.
You're waiting for something to happen. When he says, I am the beginning, I am the end. To be found in him is the end.
Amen.
Paul says, upon we whom the ends of the world has come.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you are shipped out of that, the realm of the sea, the deep of death, back into God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
So in the vision, Daniel sees four winds. Now those four winds means the whirlwind. You know what they call a whirlwind? You know the twisters? I don't think they have that in Africa.
We have twisters.
Oh, you have them in Africa?
Yes, but they are not as serious as those Americans.
Okay, I've never heard of this.
They are.
Wow.
In dry season.
Especially in the north. You're supposed to look like my degree.
No, I've seen those winds coming, but I never look at them as...
Even in the south, in the dry season.
No, I never knew that. Okay, wow. So you got the twisters. It's actually, that's why they call it the wind from the four corners. That means a wind coming from all sides. It's going. He saw this wind stirring up the sea. You know that wind today? You remember what happened on the day of the Pentecost? A wind came on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of God that goes to stir up the sea. The sea is the world. It's the realm of the world where people live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I told you, in the sea is where you have the deep. Underneath the sea is pure what? Darkness. The abyss. Somebody say, I don't know book, Pastor. You know in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know all things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So I reject that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, say Peter and a fisherman. Not being right, all those things. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody said, but the fisherman of those days goes through. I lie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now you people have to smile. Eh? I command you in Jesus' name to smile.
I've been smiling like this.
You don't know what I'm seeing behind me. If you see what I'm seeing behind me, you go to
see.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the whirlwind goes to stir up the sea. God sends the whirlwind to stir up the sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And something strange happens. As Daniel was looking at the sea, he saw four creatures come out of the sea. Four terrible looking creatures come out of the sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One looked like a leopard. You see it? One looked like what? Like a leopard, the other one looked like a bear, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And these strange creatures came out and stood, you know, on the shore, on land. Now, what does this symbolize? Now, these things I'm telling you are deep revelations of the Spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because what came out of the sea was now to be presented before the Ancient of Days for judgment.
God bless you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Turn quickly to the book of the same chapter, verse. Now let's look at it. It says the fourth beast. Hallelujah. This is the fourth beast. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, the fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and exceedingly strong. And he had great iron teeth, and he devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and he had 10 horns, and I considered the horns, and behold, there came up upon them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the same horns plucked by the roots, and behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things. Hallelujah. You know what that, you know what that animal is, that beast that came out, is speaking about the unregenerated man. It's speaking about the man of sin. Has anybody heard of the man of sin in the Bible?
Yes.
Have you heard of the man of sin?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
That is what the Bible is revealing here. The man of sin. Praise God. Who speaks great words, meaning boastful. Speaking what? Blasphemy. Hallelujah. This is what they call what? The man of sin. And let us see what happens. Can somebody read from the next verse?
I considered the horns, and behold, they came up among them. Another little, okay, verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame.
Amen. Let's stop there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The beast was what?
Slain.
Was slain and, you know, burnt in the what?
Fire.
In the fire. Now, this image we just saw, they call the Ancient of Days. Those of you who have been following the messages in the past few months, what does it remind you of? Look at it here.
Mm-hmm.
Who had that hair? White hair.
Christ, now in the book of Revelation.
In the Alpha and Omega, how does the hair appear of Christ?
White as snow, pure wool.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All these things are confirmation for you to see and understand the plan of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as the Spirit of truth comes forth, what God wants you to see is this, what we call the Ancient of Days.
Hallelujah.
That is the Christ. Ancient of Days in allegory is speaking of somebody who is without beginning, without end. That is the one seated upon the throne. Praise God. What we are seeing here is the same judgment. The judgment of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the books are open and every man is now being judged according to what is written in their books. I always say that we are all books. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the judgment of God slays, destroys what we call the man of sin. You can also call him the prince of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is the prince of this world?
Satan.
You know, when we hear Satan,
mm-hmm.
somebody always imagines
another person.
Somebody outside with a tail and a fork mm-hmm. in a control room somewhere in the sky, directing demons. If you have a vision of those kind of things, mm-hmm. visions come to you as, how do I put it? Allegories. Praise God.
Amen.
If John in the Bible sees Jesus as a lamp leading 144,000 people, does that mean Jesus is an animal?
No.
Visions come to you as what? Allegories. You need interpretation. You sleep, you have a vision of yourself in heaven. These things are allegories. I've been to heaven. I know what heaven is. So I see and know these things very clearly. So when people come, I know exactly what they're saying. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This universe, the real world, is an invisible universe. It's a spiritual universe. That is the real world. That is where God dwells. It's not a physical location somewhere, anywhere. No. The Ancient of Days is not a man that you will meet one day in the sky. No. You come face to face with him as you hear the voice of truth.
Amen.
The Spirit of God will guide you into that presence where you can see and live in that presence forever.
Amen.
The whole focus, all the days of your life, you must live before the face of God. Live unto him. Remember that the Bible says that thrones were set.
Yes.
Why are thrones set? Listen to this message again. Go back and listen to the message again. Even in the book of Revelation, thrones were set. Why do thrones have to be set?
Amen.
Before the Ancient of Days will appear? Don't you know that you are the ones to reveal him? Don't you know that when you have put everything under subjection and you have obeyed the gospel, sitting on your throne, that you are the one to reveal God to mankind?
Hallelujah.
Don't you know that the saints will judge the world? As I live on account of the Father, so do you live on account of me. As the Father has sent me, so do I send you. Don't you realize that you are flesh of his flesh? You are one spirit with the Lord. You are the ones to manifest the Lord to mankind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us understand this word. It's very important. That which is destroyed is the man of sin. What Paul calls the old man.
Amen.
The old man of the flesh. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The only way to destroy him is to bring him before the light of the countenance of God. That is the only way. When light shines,
darkness
disappears. That man is a formation of all the lies we have learned in the deep. The deep is this world. All the wars and all the problems of mankind today is because man is living in a false identity. I've told you what sin is. Listen to what sin is. Sin is living outside Christ. Someone said, well, Pastor, what do you mean? If you sin, you wouldn't commit an adultery. If you are in Christ, you wouldn't be committing adultery.
That's true.
If you are in Christ, you wouldn't be doing all those petty things.
Mm.
All those things are what we call fruit of sin. Sin itself is living outside of Christ. And the wages of sin is what?
Death.
To be carnally minded is?
Death.
The wages of being carnally minded is?
Death.
Carnally minded is to have the mind of flesh and blood, is to be earthly minded. Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. We have to be spiritually minded. I am not of this world. My kingdom is not of this realm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Once you begin to hear the voice of the Spirit, there is a stirring up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the sea is where you have the dead buried. Somebody say, but sir, but they are, well, I'm not dead, I'm alive. Well, the Bible says all died in Adam. Adam is a parable of every man that has tasted of life in the flesh. Someone said, well, Pastor, this is getting too much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not too much, nothing. If you want to hear, you go back and hear again, you go hear. And one day you will come back running, so maybe somebody will come out of his bathroom running to look for me. Make it. Pastor, now I understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Every problem we have, you say you are poor, poverty, anything is because you are what? Carnally
minded.
And as long as you are carnally minded, you cannot partake of the life of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You become like the beast. You know, I've told you of the nature of the beast, the mark of the beast. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Those are people who live in the carnal nature. But in the light of the countenance of truth, as we come before the Alpha and the Omega, in what is called the light throne judgment, the white throne judgment, the light, white means Lucas. Lucas, if you look at the original translation of Lucas, in the book of Revelations, means light. Light from judgment. When they say you see Jesus appearing in a white garment, if you look at the original translation, it says light garment. It's actually a throne of light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the fire burns everything that is flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything that is flesh is destroyed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The end of all flesh has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything that is flesh, conceived by the fleshy mind, the carnal mind, is dissolved as you come before the judgment seat of God. God wants you to live again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you have to present yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's something beautiful about that vision. I just want us to see.
Hallelujah.
If you guys go down to the Sister Gladys, can you continue the next verse?
Okay. Where did I stop, please? I beheld. Okay, I stopped on verse 11. Now verse 12. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away. Yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion,
Amen,
which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed.
Amen.
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 How many of us know that we have inherited a kingdom that can never be destroyed? Listen to me, brethren. Listen to me. This Bible you are reading here is your story. Are you listening? It's your
story.
Every single person, no matter how far away the person is, what you are seeing is your story. We are seeing the redemption plan of God being revealed to us today. This is all that will matter after all we have done. Eh? After all the going to work, having families, having a house, making money, becoming successful, and making a name in this world. This is all that matters. That I may be found in Him. Your salvation or the salvation of the soul is all that matters.
Amen.
Somebody might not be ready now. But bear it in mind, when you are ready, you still have to come back to these books to see the end of the faith. It's showing redemption. How God is redeeming the people who are in the deep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How is purifying you and presenting you once more before the presence of His glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that He was brought, the Son of Man, one like the Son of Man, looking like a man, it's you coming in glory. Someone say, but hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I wrote a little booklet on this topic. That is the highest, I think that's the top most read article I've ever written. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And He came to the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And was brought before Him. And unto Him was given dominion and power.
Amen.
His kingdom shall be without end. Father, Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom
come.
Glorify me with Yourself, with the glory I had before I entered into the deep sea. a kingdom without end. All power, all glory. When Jesus Christ came out and said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. He too had now come out of the sea. He had come out of his own spirit, and he now came out to say, brethren, I've overcome.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
But he's the first of many brethren.
Amen.
Look at the other brethren following him.
Yes, so.
Somebody say he doesn't want. Well, I want.
I want.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the end of his ministry, Jesus was carried up into a cloud. You know, people are still waiting to be seen, looking at clouds.
Amen.
You see, these things are written in the Bible to teach you spiritual truths.
Amen.
The cloud is a spiritual body. If you go to the mountain top, what you see on top is you see clouds. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
This speaks of a people that are spiritual.
Amen.
A people that are celestial.
Amen.
And God is found in the midst of the cloud. Amen. You have to be transformed. You know, a cloud is formed by water that evaporates.
Yes.
That water what that it talks about the quickening. You are quickened by the energy of God, and you now become a spirit, and you are lifted up. So if I be lifted up from the earth, you see, you have to be lifted up.
Amen.
Because you came from heaven, you came from above. You are not from beneath. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Somebody help me. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You just have to go back and listen to them again and again.
Amen.
Brethren, that sister that is clapping, she has spent how many months listening to this message? So she knows what I'm saying, right?
That's right.
At times people will just look and say, this sister Gladys, just they pretend. You don't know the routine she does. She's been reading. Yeah. That's why she understands.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you have to understand that you are that one. That is all the judgment of God does. It's resurrection. The judgment of God comes to destroy the man of sin in you. That is the earthly identity you born. The one who is always persecuted. The one who everybody is abandoning. The one who is always murmuring that nobody loves me. Always broke. I don't get money. Always sick. Nobody they call me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Before this world was, person they call you. I am. I did can't pray. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have to arise above these sentiments.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's a lonely path. Jesus Christ says, I know all of you will what?
Abandon.
We abandon, we leave me, but the Father has not left me. It can get hot, brethren. Mm. When the thing gets hot, we go know who be who.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So the judgment of God simply destroys the fire of God. Understand the work of the Spirit. Somebody thinks that these things is not severe enough. When somebody hears this, they think that it's too light. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But it's not the way you think it is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because upon every soul of every man that rebels, there is torment. You won't rest. All the days, even if it takes 1,000 years, you will not rest. Praise God. The lake of fire is not a lake in the sky where God puts people into. And the angels will be around the lake laughing and dancing the angelic dance. Angels with their wings will be dancing around the lake of fire. And the lamp of God will be there standing, looking at the people burning. I said, I told you when it was your time, you didn't hear. Just imagine a lamp of God standing and watching people burn forever in a physical fire. People read this Bible without understanding what the Spirit is saying. Somebody said, but Pastor, if you preach like this, it is a license to see. He that is born of God cannot see. If you sin, it's because you have not known God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Sin is a very low life. It's a very beast. It's a life, it's a beastly life. When you have true revelation, you're only sinning against yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You don't need someone to be chasing you, and you have to know, understand the majesty with which you are, who you are. You're the glorious human being that you are in the glory of God. Then you understand that. Why should you lower yourself for the gain of this world, for the lust of this world? Praise God. At times it can get tough, at times we have temptations, problems and all that, but see again and look again. Look, stand again before that throne. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. And he will reveal marvelous things to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, the prophets all spoke about the Messiah, that when he comes, he will be a flame of fire. You know, all the Old Testament prophets, they spoke about Jesus appearing and being a flame of fire. You know, who would burn their enemies and all. But when he appeared, they didn't see that in him. But the words of Jesus, do you know they are still burning today?
Yes, boss.
The demons saw him and they screamed. That has come to torment us before our time. Why?
Amen. Amen.
You are standing before that presence of God, which Amen. Is like a burning fire. You can become a ball of fire. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Do you know love? Love is like fire. When you manifest true love to people, it's like fire. Mm-hmm. It's the book of Proverbs. It's like what? Coals of fire mm-hmm. that you drop on people
Amen.
When you manifest love.
Amen.
Some people don't want to, they run away from you because of your love is too intense.
Yes.
They say this love is too intense. They don't want him. They don't like him because you are too lovable. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So let us understand the plan of God, brethren. Hallelujah. Stand up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've been blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Ancient of Days represents the life, the endless life of Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And every man must appear before the judgment seat. Every man.
Amen.
Let us present ourselves humbly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let the light of the countenance shine on us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If any man says that he has no sin, he has not lived carnally, he lies. But he's faithful and just to forgive our sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand in the truth.
Amen.
Recognize the truth. You remember your glory in the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand among those angels that were ministering to the Ancient of Days. Do you know as I stand here speaking, do you know I'm ministering to the Ancient of Days?
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, but what do you mean? The Father is in you all.
Amen.
The Father is the Ancient of Days.
Yes, sir.
He's in you all, through you all. As I stand here, I am one of those angels ministering to the what? Ancient of Days. Submit to the word of God.
Amen.
Don't rebel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Against the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thy kingdom come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come. Thine is the kingdom that never passes away. The glory, the honor forever.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us experience that kingdom in its fullness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said one thing as we're going into Easter next Sunday. He says, do this what? He remembers.
Amen.
Remember the Christ in you. And as you remember him, as we commune together, brethren, commune by with the Spirit. there is a coming forth of the Christ in you.
Amen.
He says, I come quickly.